For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the New York Times. Ashes to fireworks send-off for an outlaw writer. Hunter S. Thompson indulged in numerous hallucinogenic fantasies over the years. This past weekend, one of them morphed into reality. His ashes were blasted into the sky over his farm in front of a 153-foot monument that Mr. Thompson, the writer, designed himself almost 30 years ago. Mr. Thompson's family and friends, including Senator John Kerry, Lyle Lovett, Bill Murray, and locals like Bob Broaddus, the sheriff of Pitkin County, watched as his ashes exploded with fireworks, lingering in great puffs of milky smoke, then vanished. Quote, "When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro," so said Mr. Thompson. Thus, 6 months to the day after Mr. Thompson shot himself to death at age 61 at his home here, did his family and friends produce a highly professional show, staged and choreographed by Hollywood and underwritten for more than $2 million. What unfolded here in the Rockies, just outside of Aspen, was the complete canonization of Mr. Thompson. At the close of the ceremony, Norman Greenbaum's 1969 anthem, "Spirit in the Sky," rose from the sound system with the lyrics, "When they lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky." The silky red dressing around the monument slowly unpeeled itself, revealing a rocket-like structure embedded with a dagger. It was crowned by Mr. Thompson's logo, a 2.5-ton red fist with two thumbs and a psychedelic peyote button pulsating at its center, a day-glow sight visible for miles around. Hunter's wife plans to inscribe on his tombstone, "It never got weird enough for me." And to Mr. Thompson, I say thank you for making my job possible.
This week in drug war history, August 28, 1964, the Beatles are introduced to marijuana. August 28, 1995, the World Health Organization publishes WHO Project on Health Implications of Cannabis Use, a comparative appraisal of the health and psychological consequences of alcohol, cannabis, nicotine, and opiate use. The original version, not the official one, states, "There are good reasons for saying that the risk from cannabis would be unlikely to seriously compare to the public health risks of alcohol and tobacco, even if as many people use cannabis as now drink alcohol or smoke tobacco." September 1, 2003, in an effort to save over $30 million in general revenue in 5 years, Texas implements a new law that requires mandatory community supervision instead of incarceration for first-time drug offenders. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.